The Lord be with each and every one of us as we hear his word from the prophet Jeremiah. And I think we can also use these words for our own lives as well. As we look to our God and we say, you know, I'm only a young child. Young child in age or young child in faith. You know, I just don't know the words to speak for the Lord. And here in Jeremiah, as Jeremiah says, he's a young child and I have a young youth and I have no power, no ambition, nothing to speak your word. And the Lord put his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set you this day over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. So for God's word, for our consideration this morning. So I want you to think about your lives. And I want you to think about sometimes we really don't answer God's call. God likes to call us in various ways and at various times through his word, through people, to serve the Lord. I remember that when I was in Mapleton and I got the call to Mapleton and I opened up the book that they gave me, they had 56 people helping and serving on various boards and committees. And I thought, hey, that's great. That's really great. That's fantastic. So when I arrived in Mapleton, they said, you know, the truth, Pastor, is that most of those people don't serve. And yet, each and every year, we would sit down with the Board of Nominations and we would go through the congregation and say, you know, this person would be good here. This person would be good there. But they didn't answer the call. And sometimes people like us are like in this illustration that we pick up a different call. So there was a school teacher in New Orleans, and she answered her phone one evening, and the little small voice said, is Sissy there? And the teacher said, there's no one named Sissy at this number. And still the small voice insisted that Sissy was there and she needed to talk with her. And the teacher finally said, honey, I'm afraid you called the wrong number. Then the little voice came back with very insistence. No, lady, I'm afraid you picked up the wrong phone. What happens to us as we pick up the wrong phone? It can be seen in our lives many times. When God calls us to serve, we want our own way. We want to do our own thing. And yet, God tells us that we are a precious instrument of his in this life. So I want you to think about who you are. And I want you to think about whose you are. The Apostle Paul says in his 14th chapter, if we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Isaiah had written these words, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you walk through the waters, they will not overflow you. And the rivers, they will not take you down. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, nor will the flames scorch you, for I am the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. He says these words to us to remind us that we are his children and that we have the tools necessary to work for him, because he is our God and we are his servants. We are given the abilities and talents to serve our God. If it wasn't for God working in us the power of the Holy Spirit, we wouldn't believe in Christ. We wouldn't be able to speak for Christ. We wouldn't be able to share God's word. But God pours out his Holy Spirit into our lives. He chooses each and every one of us to be where we are. You're here because of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brought you here to church. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. And God uses this power in the word that we read to show us who we are. Jeremiah had this thing going on. God called him, and yet he said, "Ah, Lord, I'm but a young youth. Who's going to listen to me?" And God said to Jeremiah, "I'm going to put my words in you, and you will be my servant, and you will be the one who speaks my words to others." God does the same thing to us. He says in his word that he calls us. He calls us to do his job, his magnificent job of speaking his word to others. I've said this before, that in my first parish in North Dakota, one church had 9 o'clock service and the other church had 11 o'clock service. And they would switch at the 1st of June. But it wouldn't make any difference because I would always be able to listen to the Lutheran Hour. And the Lutheran Hour speaker was Oswald Hoffman. And Oswald Hoffman had this big, huge voice. And on this one Sunday, I was traveling between Langdon and Munich, my second point for 11 o'clock service. And Oswald Hoffman used 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5, 21, about being an ambassador for Christ. And Oswald Hoffman said, "It's as if God is reaching down through us and out through our hands to touch someone else. This is our magnificent God who uses us in the lives of others, whether it's by music, or whether it's by voice, or whether it's by sitting with people, helping people, sending cards to one another." I remember constantly when in Mapleton that I would go up to Sioux City and sit with families who had a loved one that was going through surgery. And I remember one gentleman. He was not a member of St. Matthew, but his wife was. And I went and sat with him for a few hours while his wife was having surgery. She had successful surgery that day, but her life soon was called home by the Lord God. And we had her funeral, and I was sitting downstairs at the funeral luncheon. And the gentleman came and he sat next to me and he said, "Pastor, I'll never forget what you did for us." And I looked at him and I'm going, "Okay, what did I do? And he said, "You came and sat with me during my wife's surgery. I'll never forget it." That is one illustration of how God uses us in this contemporary world. The contemporary world, the people want to be in isolation. They don't want to be in groups. They don't want to hear good things. We're hearing all the horrible things around. But there is good in this world. God shows that good through the words that we speak and the actions we do, that we reach out to others with the word that God gives to us. It's the powerful word. It's the word of Jesus Christ. And in that, God commissions us. And he began at our baptism when the pastor said, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He brought us into his kingdom. And he further uses us as he plants his hand and his spirit into our hearts and our lives through the hearing of his word. And as he does that, he commissions us to be his servants, to bring his word of life and forgiveness into the lives of other people. We've got a great message. We've got a message that is encouraging. The Lord gives us hope. He gives us comfort. He gives us strength in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the word that we can spread. That's the word that we can share. That's the word of God given to us. Very simply and very succinctly in his word, in that Holy Scriptures. Because in that Holy Scriptures, God tells us many things. He says that we are sinners. We have sinned in thought, word, and deed. That we need to be born again. And yet, he also tells us that we are given eternal life through Jesus Christ and him only. And as we come up to the communion rail this morning, we acknowledge that fact. We acknowledge that we are sinners. We acknowledge that God has love for us in Jesus. And as Jesus' body and blood is given and shed for us, we are also given that strength to be his servant here in the world, to carry out his word, to lift up and to encourage one another. Because through that grace and that mercy, God uses us in this place, at this time, and with all the people around. In Jesus' name, amen.